My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. In a study done back in the 1980s, a researcher set out to determine what makes families work, what makes families functional. And he interviewed several families he had deemed to be functional, and determined that there are about six different characteristics of functional or healthy families. He noticed that healthy families, as we've already looked at, express appreciation to one another, will generally spend a large amount of time together. They will have high degrees of commitment. And then functional families also have good communication patterns. Let me ask you parents a question. What do you want your kids to be able to talk to you about? About what do you want your kids to have comfort and ease to be able to talk to you? I've asked literally hundreds of parents that very question, and with very few exceptions, I have gotten only one answer. And that is, I want my kids to be able to talk to me about anything. And as a parent, I can certainly relate to that. If there's something on my child's mind, I want them to have the comfort and ease to be able to come to me and talk to me about anything they wish to talk about. Of course, that comes with a little bit of a risk, and that is that those kids are going to talk to us parents about things that become extremely uncomfortable for us. You know from the book of Hebrews that marriage is honorable among all and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers or adulterers and adulteresses, God will judge. And that passage, among others, teaches us the biblical plan for sexuality. Well, suppose that a parent is teaching their child about God's plan for sexuality and encourages that child or that teenager to wait until marriage, wait until God's approved relationship to have a sexual relationship. And very oftentimes, those very same teenagers are going to look to their parents and ask, "Well, did you wait?" Then it might become extremely uncomfortable for the parents. They might say something like, "Well, hush up, boy, we're not talking about me," or, "Well, let's keep the focus where it is," and they begin to stair-step and stutter and wonder how they're supposed to answer that question. Parents, if you want your kids to be able to talk to you about anything, then you had better be ready to talk about anything, because anything and everything indeed has the potential of coming up. One of my works in my day-to-day job is to deal with families where children have struggled with alcohol and drugs. And they'll oftentimes ask the parents or even the counselor, "Have you ever done drugs?" That's an uncomfortable thing, to talk about our past and our regrets. And so oftentimes parents say, "I don't want to discuss this. We're talking about you and I want you to get better." But what that really does is shuts that door of communication. If we want our kids to talk to us about anything, then indeed we must be ready to talk about anything. Parenting is a difficult process, and perhaps the word flexible is too rigid. Perhaps parents need to be fluid in their approach and into the ways that they deal with their kids. Our kids will sometimes come and ask us questions that are difficult, questions we may not want to answer. And it is true that sometimes they ask us these questions at the most inappropriate time. It's like the father whose son came up to him between Bible study and worship one Sunday morning and said, "Dad, I know we've talked about sex, but I've got a few more questions." Well, the father couldn't just stop everything right then and talk to his son about sex and sexuality. He would, of course, have to say, "We're going to talk about that later." But parents, when we talk about it later, when we say we're going to talk about it later, let's be honest, let's keep our promises, and indeed, talk about it later as we have said we're going to do. In the book of Ephesians, Paul was talking about the relationship among the church. And he said, Ephesians 4, 31 and 32, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you." Let's increase the communication in our families and be ready to talk about anything. This is the Christian Counselor.